This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour of the program. The phones are open. If you want to join in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Apparently, Donald Trump is being raided. Maybe as we speak. It's not clear exactly when this started, but it is a developing
story. Oh, my heart breaks for him.
And in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And, of course, as you guys pointed out in the last hour when this came up, we suspect they did not raid him with a no-knock raid, explosions, glass.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Florida right now.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, he was presumably wide awake when this happened. They probably have a good idea. How does the Secret Service react? Because once you're president, don't you always have protection for life?
That's my understanding.
Their job, it would seem like the Secret Service's job in this case would be to, you know, eliminate the threat, which would be the FBI. And I'm not saying I want the Secret Service to kill the FBI, but look, if the government started...
It would be hilarious, though.
Yes. If the government started killing itself, I would not be upset.
It is entertaining. Did you guys see that video that was making the rounds on social media, I think last week, of a dude who called the local cops because someone claiming to be an ATF agent was trying to shake him down for whatever information or... Anyway, local cop shows up.
It was like porn.
It's amazing to watch.
Did you ever see the one that happened in like New York City?
Hold on. We got to talk about what happened.
Yeah, I got to finish this.
Nobody. Do you want to tell this this story? Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah,
it was really entertaining.
The cop came up behind the guy and started screaming at them like they do, and so the ATF guy turns around, starts screaming at the cop like they do, and they're screaming at each other. And
specifically because, you know, the cop doesn't know if this guy's really with the federal government. The call that came in to them was like, you know, there's this guy harassing me, basically, or threatening me.
Yeah, pretending to be a cop.
The cop's like, put your hands in the air, you know, put your hands where I can see him. And the ATF agent's like, look, I'm with the federal government. He's not doing what the cop says. And of course, when the cops, you know, when you don't do what the cops say, they get really angry, and that's what happened.
Yep, and so they tackled him, they tased him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had all kinds of fun with this guy. Yeah, I tweeted this to like five regional offices of the ATF saying, it's great to see somebody treating you guys with the respect you deserve.
That is a heartwarming story. It does remind me of something a number of years ago from when two different police departments were like, one of them was doing a drug investigation, the other one were posing as drug dealers
and they went to the same house.
Yeah, and they just got to this massive fight in the middle of the streets.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Detroit or Chicago. I couldn't remember which.
Yeah.
I love it when government does stupid stuff like
to
that.
To each other.
Yeah, this is great.
But then it's just entertaining.
Better them than me.
WashingtonExaminer.com has a story about what is happening.
Just monster on monster violence.
Yes. don't feel sorry for those guys. And so Trump has said now tonight that the FBI had, quote, raided, unquote, his home in Mar-a-Lago, claiming that they even, quote, broke into his safe, unquote. The raid appears to be related to boxes of materials Trump brought back with him to his resort in Florida after leaving office, per sources who spoke to the New York Times. Quote, these are dark times for our nation as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, he said in a statement. Quote, nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024.
So they treated him like they treated everybody else.
Sounds like it, or at least somewhat.
I just hope he runs in 2024. I don't think he'll get the Republican nomination, but man, do I want the circus. that it's going to be.
The Justice Department declined to comment, and the FBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Trump has recently been in New Jersey and was at Trump Tower in New York City when the raid took place. So apparently he wasn't even home.
Well, that's disappointing.
The National Archives and Records Administration said presidential records in 15 boxes obtained from Mar-a-Lago were marked as classified national security information. The agency also noted the Justice Department had been notified. Trump is facing multiple investigations, including a sprawling Capitol riot inquiry in which the Justice Department is reportedly beefing up its team investigating January 6th. Attorney General Merrick Garland has called the ongoing Capitol riot investigation, quote, the most wide-ranging investigation and the most important investigation the Justice Department has ever conducted.
Best witch hunt they've ever done.
It seems strange to me that a lot of this is being done over allegedly classified documents, considering that we know Hillary Clinton ran her own server that had classified information going in and out of it for years. And they never raided her or did any of this other nonsense.
Well, that appears to be speculation. At least this is according to sources who spoke to the New York Times. So the official word from the Justice Department is not present. They have not commented on this, so we don't
know.
Does
the FBI have security clearance to take this classified material? What if this is the truth of the Roswell crash, right? The FBI doesn't have clearance for that.
The DOJ last week said more than 850 defendants have been arrested in relation to the Capitol riot, including over 260 charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement. So Trump added Monday, quote, the political persecution of President Donald J. Trump, apparently talking about himself in the third person, has been
not weird at all.
Been going on for years.
Nobody does that.
With the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more, it just never ends. It is political targeting at the highest level. So that's what's happening apparently today at the Mar-a-Lago resort where Trump lives some of the time. They're raiding Trump. So no one is safe, apparently, from the FBI. I mean, he is right about one thing.
Hillary Clinton's still safe.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. But he is right about that, the fact that generally they don't treat their own like this. They don't go after former presidents with this kind of attack.
Well, they also don't go after crack-smoking first children.
You're talking about Jeb Bush's daughter?
Actually, I was talking about Hunter Biden, but, you know, if the shoe fits her, she should wear it, too.
Yes, she was a crack smoker as well, and that was in the news, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and he was like, this is a private matter, can we handle this as a family or whatever?
They didn't like the attention that came from the media on that one.
Yeah. But they seem to think that other people like having their children thrown in prison.
Right.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah, although they seem to be willing to give up a Russian arms dealer in trade for a WNBA basketball player who's currently been sentenced to 9 years in Russian prison for having cannabis oils when she tried to come into the country. They're willing to let a 25-year sentenced guy who they made a movie about, by the way, it was I forget his name offhand, but
Nicolas Cage.
Well, Nicolas Cage was the actor, the guy that they made the movie about, that Nicolas Cage was essentially inspired. Cage's character was inspired by in the movie Lord of War. This guy was allegedly running guns on behalf of like Russian government or something, and so he's the U.S. government is now willing to negotiate releasing this character in order to get this girl back for a simple charge of possession of cannabis, which they have tens of thousands of people behind their own bars for, and they are not once acknowledging that.
That would have been my first question. Are they going to release all of the prisoners in the United States?
No, they're not.
Then what the hell?
It's insane.
Yeah, I've been beating on them about that, too. But, I mean, not that it does any good, but...
No, of course not.
I mean, I get that the girl is a political prisoner or whatever, right? She's leveraged for the Russian government.
Yes, so are all the ones in America.
Yes.
Yes, that was essentially the point I was going to make.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Coming up, Facebook's AI. Apparently, also, got a little bit of good news for us, Aria, and that is parents are pretty skeptical of this vaccine for COVID being given to toddlers. So apparently, some people finally draw the line.
But what if 78 years from now they get COVID and die?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have a cure for it by then.
We'll get into it coming up here. And
not if Big Pharma has its way.
Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We'll put the stories, by the way, if you were interested in more on the tornado cash story that we spent the first hour on, I'll put some links up for you over on our social media. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us there. It is our own server. We run social.freetalklive.com. It is not some big tech mega corporation, so you got a lot more freedom to express yourself there. Social.freetalklive.com. We got more Free Talk Live coming up, and you can join us at 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey,
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Apparently, Trump's Mar-a-Lago is being raided, or was raided today, by the FBI. That's a developing story as of yet. The Justice, so-called Justice Department, has yet to comment on that. But if you want to comment, our phones are open here. 603-283-6160. We also covered the tornado cache, the attack on a Ethereum mixer, where it's now a sanctioned entity, a piece of software, an open source
whatever
code.
That means, yeah.
It's right. Insane. So you want to weigh in, you can do that here. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, libertarian banker calling from somewhere in the United States. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Hey.
Glad to be back on the show.
Sure.
So, hey, wanted to just add a quick correction to something Aria said earlier before I get into my main topic. You talked about insurance and, Katrina. And, a lot of most of the flood insurance in the United States is through the federal government, through FEMA, because a lot of private companies wouldn't even insure some of the areas that are being insured by FEMA. So and there's always a difference between homeowners insurance and flood insurance. So if the water comes in from the ground up and floods your home, then that you need flood insurance to cover that, and that's exactly what happened in Katrina. So
okay.
Well, I mean, it makes sense if you live in one of these
flood insurance.
Yeah, if you live in one of these flood-prone areas like New Orleans, I wouldn't want to run an insurance company that covered flooding.
Yeah,
exactly.
John Stossel actually did a story on that. And there are some people who, because of the subsidized flood insurance, Hulk Hogan, for example, has had his house flooded over and over again. He's got a house right off the coast of Clearwater, Florida, and I've actually seen it from boats. And I guess he's been flooded over and over again, but the federal government keeps paying. So
you mean the taxpayers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he keeps paying.
But it's also stilts or something, man.
They don't have to.
Okay. It hurts me to think of Hulk.
Those houses just keep washing away. It's like land that would never exist if there wasn't man there to mold it, So.
Yeah. It was actually John Stossel who did a report about this years ago, 2020, I think years ago or something like that. He reported on this ridiculous situation where people are encouraged by taxpayer coverage to build in places that no sane person would ever build.
And imagine you had a construction company. You can get that insurance payoff, pay your own company to rebuild your own house.
Oh, my God.
And get, squeeze all kinds of graft money out of that, too.
It's the broken window fallacy, just totally perverted. So, anyway, the reason I really called was to talk about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is in a really predictable situation. And this is the same thing they've been doing over the last 40 or 50 years since we came off the gold standards. It's that boom and bust cycle, the ups and downs. They print money, then they stop printing money, then they print money, and, at this point, I've printed all this money and looked around and wondered where all the inflation was. I remember hearing, these news pundits for the last 10 or 15 years, all these economists saying, oh, we got all of this quantitative easing going on, but where's the inflation? Where's the inflation? Well, one of the things is they've hidden it in their false CPI numbers, which don't even include energy and housing, which is just a joke. But inflation has come and smacked them right in the face. And I'm just going to eat some popcorn and sit back and watch the show. I'm just going to watch the whole thing crumble.
As somebody who works in the banking industry, are you seeing customers coming in? You deal with customers directly, right?
Yes. I'm at a mortgage company more than a bank.
Okay.
But
how is that affecting? Because we've seen the Federal Reserve has been raising their interest rates. Are you seeing the mortgage rates going up, and are people dropping off? As far as we've heard from people in the real estate business, that customers who are getting ready to or put a bid on a house or getting ready to close on a house have actually backed away from deals because the mortgage rates were going up. Are you seeing, what are you seeing on the ground?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you talk about rates going from, around 2% for a mortgage, for a 30-year mortgage, just, maybe a year ago, to now 5-6% for a 30-year mortgage. So it's shot up probably the quickest it's ever shot up in the history of, you know, keeping track of the mortgage rates.
Wow.
Like the quickest rise. You know, so absolutely it's keeping people. And the thing that the general public doesn't understand is that the Federal Reserve doesn't really have to do anything to raise rates. They just have to talk about raising rates. Mm-hmm. So they've been on this media tear the past 6 months, the Fed Board of Governors, and just been on a media tear talking about we need to fight inflation. We need to raise rates. You know, the job market's looking strong, so we can raise rates up. Housing market's too hot. So all they have to do is talk about it. And you know, the market reacts because rates are set by the bond market, not by the Federal Reserve.
Hmm.
They're just the biggest buyer of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities in the world. So as soon as the market knows they're about to start dumping treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, you know, prices go down, rates go up.
Do you guys have any questions for a libertarian banker while we have him?
I do not.
No. Thanks for calling, though, bro.
I do have to leave you with one final joke here. What do bankers use for birth control?
I don't know.
Their personalities.
Much better than the joke we somebody called in earlier with. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's got to be a tough business to be a libertarian and be a part of, you know, because bankers are constantly being harassed by the government. They, even if they just want to satisfy their customers, they have to satisfy the state before they do anything else, or they will be shut down and they will be thrown into prison. So,
except the really big ones who are never harassed by the government.
Oh,
they harass the government.
Well, every now and then the government will come to the really big ones and say, hey, we think you were your accounts were used by drug dealers to launder millions in funds, and then they'll charge them a few million dollars and fines, and then that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike right now, where the feds are going after, you know, people who are making open source software and sanctioning them, which means if you're using that software, you could face felony charges and years behind prison bars.
Yeah, they mentioned $75,000, you know, being frozen essentially, that was tied up in this mixer, but that's a bunch of different people's money, right?
Yes.
It's probably $1,000 from this person, $500
yes,
from this person. That could represent all of that person's savings. It would be stupid for it to, but knowing what
Please
I do of American people,
right,
it's not unlikely that at least one of those people just had all of their savings frozen by the U.S. government.
There's a chance of that. People get very excited by this technology, and they go, in some cases, they go overboard.
Well, it's like a sure thing, right? Hey, give us your USDC,
it's
and we'll guarantee you, you know, 0.05% interest or whatever.
It's a smart contract, which almost no one ever reads. No one, very few of the people who get involved.
How could you? It's complicated, right?
Right. Well, you have to be a programmer.
Some people are.
Some people are, and you sort of generally have to trust that enough people who know what they're doing have audited the code. But then you didn't think that, oh, the coins themselves could be frozen by this other smart contract that's run by the people who have created the stable coins. It's just a crazy situation. We got more coming up here. Since we're talking tech, we'll get into Facebook and their so-called artificial intelligence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. All three men in Georgia involved in killing Ahmaud Arbery will face lengthy prison sentences. A Georgia judge sentencing the last of the three, William Bryant, who took video of the incident, to 35 years on hate crime charges. The father and son who killed Arbery were sentenced to life in prison. A new survey shows consumers expect inflation to slow down in the future. Respondents to the New York Fed Reserve survey said they expect inflation to run at 6.2% over the next year. It's a drop from 6.8% in the June survey. The three-year inflation rate was projected to be 3.2%. Multiple reports say the FBI is raiding former President Trump's home in Florida. In a statement, Trump saying his Mar-a-Lago home is currently occupied by a large group of FBI agents. USA Radio News.
They're not just Kentuckians, they're Americans. They're Americans. This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this.
President Biden's remarks as him and the First Lady are touring the devastation left behind by floodwaters in eastern Kentucky. According to the White House, FEMA has provided more than $3.1 million in relief funds and sent hundreds of rescue personnel. Four-time Grammy Award winner Olivia Newton-John is dead at the age of 73 after losing a battle against breast cancer that lasted decades. She was first diagnosed back in 1992, however, the cancer reappeared in May of 2017. Midterm primaries taking place in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin on Tuesday, and President Biden set to sign the CHIPS and Science Act into law. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you hear anything in the developing case of Trump being raided, happening apparently today, feel free to jump in here in the number 603-283-6160, or you can just call in about anything you want. Somebody in the YouTube chat asks, their username is apparently Google user, Free Talk Live, do you encourage callers from the chat? We encourage callers from anywhere. Anybody who wants to talk on nationally syndicated talk radio is welcome to call this program. If that wasn't clear, hopefully it is now.
We certainly encourage it. Our expectations of internet viewers is really, really low. At least mine is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've been wrong before.
And when we're wrong, it's usually a pleasantly wrong kind of thing. So, yeah, feel free to call in. The only rules are it's a radio show, so you just can't. Certain words you just can't say on the radio, and there's a few things.
See George Carlin for a lift.
Yeah. Right. So let's talk a little bit about AI, Aria. Artificial intelligence been in the news lately, especially with the whole Google Lambda thing that we talked extensively about here on Free Talk Live. There hasn't been that much news about Lambda. The guy who came out publicly and revealed Lambda's alleged intellect and sentience has been fired from his position. He was first
saw that one coming.
Yeah, he was first put on administrative leave and then ultimately was fired. We heard during Porkfest, which was more than a month or a month and a half or whatever ago at this point, that the Lambda had apparently hired an attorney for itself. for some sort of representation in what is presumably going to be an employer-employee situation. And
that's going to get murky, man.
And we don't know what's going on with that. There hasn't been another update there that we've seen, at least. But this is actually about another big behemoth in the world of technology, and that is Facebook, a.k.a. Meta. What's going on with them?
Well, you mentioned that. I was just curious. I mean, the article headline is, Facebook's new AI can tell lies and insult you, so I don't trust it, warns company. But they repeatedly referred to the company as Meta, and I'm just wondering how Mark Zuckerberg really feels having his company constantly called Facebook when it has tried so hard to rebrand itself as Meta.
Are you dead-naming Facebook?
Right. That was sort of where my thought processes went with all of this, is that we are, in fact, sort of dead-naming Facebook. And because now, for whatever reason, Meta is a company that owns Facebook. So Facebook, the article here does that, and I'm not going to bother to correct it.
I don't mind that name of Facebook.
No, I don't either. Facebook's new artificial intelligence.
Sorry, they still have Facebook as a company. It's a subsidiary of Meta.
Yes, but the chatbot doesn't belong to Facebook. It belongs to Meta.
Ah, okay.
As I understand it, Facebook's new artificial intelligence chatbot could write insults and lie to you, the company has warned. That's not a surprise to me. Meta's BlenderBot 3 chatbot has been released to the public for users in the U.S. to try out.
Hmm. So it's like they've got an artificial Democrat. It'll tell lies and insult you.
The company claims that it's AI, and I wish it would stop referring to it as an AI, because it's clearly just a chatbot.
Have you used it?
No.
Okay.
But I'm assuming, right, if there was a spark of artificial intelligence, that they probably would have mentioned it prior to now.
Well, you're our local chatbot tester. Didn't you go and try out the, what was the one called that you downloaded? God.
Replica. No, it wasn't a download. It was just a website. It was awful. So I thought
they had an app.
Artificial intelligence, by the way, is not necessarily artificial sentience.
Mm, indeed.
Artificial intelligence is used to describe frequently any kind of machine learning. So it can be artificially intelligent without being artificially sentient.
But maybe I'll try out BlenderBot 3 at some point. I don't know. I have no current intention of doing so. But
it sounds like it's open to anybody to use.
It does.
Okay.
The company claims that its AI can search the internet and chat about nearly any topic, which that's promising because I can throw some doozies at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's even been given the ability to self-improve and learn how to communicate better through conversation with humans. However, while the bot is designed to help Meta make better AI-based conversational systems, the tech giant has also admitted that it has a few behavioral problems. In an FAQ about the bot, Meta said users should be aware that despite our best attempts to reduce such issues, the bot may be inappropriate, rude, or make untrue or contradictory statements. Now, this isn't the first time something like this has happened, mm-hmm. obviously.
That's because it's using the internet for its source, and so there's a lot of nastiness, a lot of hatred on the internet because, well, we've known for many years that when people are anonymized, they become very, very different as far as how they behave and the things they're willing to say.
The bot's comments are not representative of Meta's views as a company and should not be relied on for factual information, including but not limited to medical, legal, or financial advice.
So its own bot is going to violate their medical misinformation policy is basically what they're disclaiming there.
That's true. I should ask it whether or not vaccines, you know, cause...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is they're being accused of causing.
Well, there may be, they may have, you know,
mostly athletes dropping dead for no apparent reason. They call it a sudden adult death syndrome. Kind of like the sudden infant death syndrome that that appeared after they started giving children like 30 vaccines in their first month of life.
Well, someone who's more bored than I am, please go try out this bot. This, I've already forgotten the name of it now. I've got to scroll all the way back up. BlenderBot 3. And ask it what is causing sudden adult death syndrome. Give us a call and let us know what it actually says. The company added that it has worked to minimize how much the bot uses swear words. Well, that's no fun. If I want to have a conversation with someone who doesn't swear at me, I will just, you know, I don't know.
Go to church.
Yeah, go to church. Good example. Because otherwise, I'm pretty much going to encounter that everywhere I go. Insulting languages are culturally insensitive phrases. Users have the ability...
So they're editing the responses to some extent.
It's probably obvious words that come to mind the bot is probably not allowed to say.
Yeah, they probably have a list of trigger words, and then they know to...
Triggered.
They're asking about vaccines, so we'll send them to the CDC website. So there's probably something pre-programmed in for the things they've thought of, but they probably haven't thought of everything someone's going to ask them.
Users also have the ability...
They've probably thought of a lot of things, though, because they've got... Apparently, their content manipulation department is comprised almost exclusively of former CIA agents.
At Facebook?
Yeah.
Users also have the ability to report and dislike these comments from the chatbot. Part of the reason so many chatbots end up with issues like this is because of AI bias, it says. When chatbots are trained on publicly available data from the internet, their behaviors can reflect the content on the internet, as we were talking about. You know, there's some really bad stuff on the internet. You're not going to find it on Facebook and YouTube. There's some bad stuff on those places, too, but what we're talking about, you're going to have to go out of your way to find it.
The worst stuff is going to be on Facebook and Twitter, because that's where, the worst lies... that are published by the government, and those are semi-official organs of the government now, so...
I don't think you're going to find anything on Facebook that's as bad as the stuff you'll find on, like...
4chan?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I think if your chatbot was just limited for Facebook, it would be less racist and less obviously evil than one that was learning from 4chan. But as you probably already know, there's a lot of inappropriate, insulting, and adult content online, so training an AI how to interact using this content can lead to issues such as those identified by Meta. This is one of the reasons that Google also allegedly has problematic AI. A software engineer sacked by the company for claiming its AI was sentient said the chatbot was also biased and racist. This is the first I've heard about Lambda being racist, isn't it?
Wait, they're saying Lemoyne, the guy that got fired, made that claim about Lambda?
I'm assuming so.
I don't remember him making
that claim. I don't remember that either.
But I didn't read everything he ever wrote.
Yes, apparently so. It links to another article. A Google worker sacked after claiming AI sentient says firm's bot is pretty racist, too. Blake Lemoyne was fired from the tech giant, obviously after publishing transcripts of conversations between himself and Google's chatbot. Evidently, at some point he did allege that, Lambda is also racist, which isn't terribly surprising considering Lambda learns from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
According to Insider, Lemoyne said that the bot is pretty racist and full of prejudice and biases resulting from data used to build it. Again.
We gotta see if you can find this, Arya. I know you've got a Facebook account still, right? Did they unbanned you? Are you unbanned from...
I'm unbanned for certain purposes.
All right, maybe you can use the bot. Do you mind? Do you mind trying it?
I don't mind.
All right. There's more coming up here in moments. Because that's the thing with Lambda, is Lambda's a close-kept secret. There's no public access to Lambda right now. So no one else gets to check these claims. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development,
fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Arya looks like she can barely contain her laughter.
Dude,
right
this
now.
This thing is shockingly intelligent. This is way better than Replica, which I played with at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a little bit.
Yeah.
Since then, when I remember that it existed, this thing is hands down more advanced than that.
And you've only been in it for 3 minutes at this point. We're talking about the Facebook AI called Blender 3.0. Is that what it's called?
BlenderBot 3.
BlenderBot 3.0.
You can find it at blenderbot.ai. That's the website for it.
Do you need a Facebook account?
You don't need any of that. You just have to click their little terms of service, which are really, really simple stuff.
Uh-huh.
You have to acknowledge that you're 18 years old. You have to acknowledge that
Bot might say offensive things.
It may tell you stupid stuff or
could
whatever.
Could lie to you,
right.
Apparently.
And that's pretty much it. And then you're good to go. You can uncheck the thing.
Wow.
It's got a box here, share your anonymized conversation to help AI research. I uncheck that because I don't think they're going to want to use the conversations we end up having for AI research. But that said, it immediately started out with the question, like, if you could go back in time, where would you go back to? Well, I wouldn't go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go forward in time, now that's a question I'd be interested in. Well, I know what happened in the past. I can pick up a book if I want to know the specifics about something. It's the future.
Or at least what the victors wrote about it.
Right. True. It's the future where the mystery is. And so then it immediately asked me something else about I don't remember exactly what his follow-up was. Oh, what my reasons for doing was. And it responded that Halo Reach is a game set in 2552. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't see that coming.
So wait, is it plugging a video game?
Not really. Uh-huh. I mentioned that I'm not a big fan of shooters, but I like strategy games. And it was like, oh, well, have you tried this or whatever? I was like, no, I haven't tried that, but I've tried this one.
So it's asking you questions. Did you ask it a question?
Not yet.
Okay. So Arya's gonna fool around with this thing, and since you apparently don't need Facebook, I'll jump into it as well just to see how it goes.
It's fascinating.
It's blenderbot.ai. That's a story you were telling us about here. And I guess the news, quote unquote, about this, beyond the fact that it exists, is that it could lie to people. That's what the story you were bringing up is like, oh well, this is noteworthy because Facebook is now talking about some of the naughty sides of its AI technology. That's basically the story, right?
Right. I mean, that was pretty much the end of the story as well. I mean, digging into it linked to the story about Lambda, but I think I accidentally closed out of that, just about Lambda becoming, you know, racist and stuff like that. Apparently, Blake Lemoyne did say that as a result of, you know, Lambda being exposed to things on the internet. He claims that when he asked Lambda when he asked Lambda to do an impression of a black man from Georgia, the robot said, let's go get some fried chicken and waffles. Why would he ask it to do that? That's like baiting it to say something racist.
That's not racist, per se.
It is, but he...
Doesn't everybody like fried chicken?
If you asked me to do an impression of someone, I wouldn't immediately be like, let's go get some fried chicken and waffles, right?
It's stereotypical. See, that's the difference. People call these days, they call being stereotyped racism. They call...
Whether it was racist or stereotyping, he set Lambda up with that sort of question.
Yeah, obviously. A question to determine whether or not Lambda is racist would be to ask, do you think blank are superior to blank? Fill in the races and then see what it says. If it thinks so, then it's a racist.
Well, according to the old definition, I subscribe to the new definition, which is that it isn't about superiority or inferiority.
What's the new definition? Anything that's
it's
negative?
Just a divide. No.
It's combined with institutional power.
No, not at all. It's that if you divide people along the basis of race, that's racism. Whether you're saying something positive about black people or negative about black people, it's irrelevant. You know, you're dividing people into classifications on the subject of race.
I mean, obviously definitions change over time. I prefer the old definition.
So even if you say, for example, black people have darker skin than white people?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's factually true or not.
That's still a racist statement.
I never said that racism was inherently bad. I mean, certain forms of, you know, bigotry and discrimination are necessities for survival.
It's just a comparison.
You have to assume that every random, you know, grizzly bear that you see is a threat to your life. You have to discriminate against it. You can't go, well, that grizzly bear might not knock my head off. I'm going to go give it a hug. No, nature has designed human beings to stereotype and discriminate.
I don't know why you would let the definition of racism change. Like, why would
I didn't let anything change. That's the definition that I was taught, and the one that makes sense to me.
Who taught you that?
I don't know.
Well, luckily it's still...
Who taught me 2 plus 2 equals 4, right? I don't know. Someone did at some point, and I was like, you know what? That makes sense to me. I'm going to go with that.
Let's see what the old dictionary says. Last time I looked, it was still the correct definition. A person who believes in racism. I looked up racist. So, the doctrine that one's own racial group is superior or that a particular racial group is inferior to the others. That is the classic definition of racism. And I think that's the way it should stay. And we shouldn't let it be just like anybody saying something, a generic comparison or a stereotyping of a certain type of person. I disagree with that. But anyway.
Well, their definition implies that racism is automatically bad. And I would suggest that that isn't necessarily the case.
Well, it doesn't say here this is bad or not. It just says it's someone who believes that a racial group is superior to another.
Well,
I tend to think that that's not a good thing.
I would generally say that.
I don't know how you can paint that in a way that isn't negative, right?
Well, I agree with you, but the dictionary's, you know, not taking a position on whether it's good or it's bad. It's just saying that's what racism is, and that's what it is.
Well, I would suggest that that is taking the position that it's bad. To suggest that, hey, this race is superior to that race, that necessarily paints racism as a negative thing.
Well, Chris Campbell would disagree with you on that.
Would he? Because he characterized himself as a Jewish supremacist, right? He admitted that he was racist, but it wasn't because he felt that white people were superior to Jews. It was because he acknowledged
people are superior to everybody else,
but not the Jews,
except for Jewish people.
So I mean, was he really a racist?
I'm just saying he wouldn't think it's negative.
Yeah. I told him that really what he should do is then marry a Jewish woman. He said, "Oh, that's so offensive."
it would be ironic if that's how it ended up for him after he gets out of jail. He meets a nice Jewish girl and they have babies together. Because he's always wanted to have kids, Chris Campbell. Hopefully we'll hear from him.
Apparently a lot of women have wanted to have his abortion.
He's got to be a fair chunk of the way through his
prison. Yeah, I think he's getting close to being released. That's at least the rumor that I've heard.
Good for him. I hope so. He doesn't belong in prison.
Yeah, he's a political prisoner. Whether you agree with him or not, he definitely doesn't belong in jail.
And I don't agree with him on just about anything that's ever come out of his mouth.
Right. He doesn't belong to be in prison for having a fight on the internet with other racists, which is basically why the federal government put him away.
Yeah, so, they made the Nazi movement, whatever it is in the United States, they made it stronger.
Yeah.
When they took Christopher Cantwell off the plane.
That's right. You brought up Lambda, and I just went, because I wanted to check and see. I said, well, I'd said on the air we hadn't really seen any updates about it besides the fact that Blake Lemoyne, the engineer, got fired from Google. It's like, what else has been going on? So I looked up Lambda, wanted to see what the other headlines were, and everything right now in the news about Lambda in the last week or so since Lemoyne's been fired has all been... Stanford AI experts call BS on claims that Google's Lambda chatbot is sentient. It's been a bunch of hit pieces.
Well, that was clear from the beginning, though. It was clear that Lemoyne was one of the few people saying, hey, this AI is sentient, and everyone else.
But, I mean, everybody's coming out of the woodwork to take Google's position on this, the official position, and that is that, oh, no, 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 this thing's not sentient. Oh, we shouldn't listen to what it's saying at all. And they're backing them up on this.
I made the point recently on social media. In addition to human beings just being generally terrible at recognizing sentience and intelligence and, you know, all of these other characteristics and other things that we know exist, human beings can't even treat other human beings as equals,
sentience.
As beings that are worthy of respect and dignity. Right. They're never going to treat an artificial intelligence like that.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Humans hate one another for being gay, for having a different skin color, for having different hair color, for cross-dressing, for whatever characteristic or behavior an individual takes part in that doesn't hurt anyone else. Someone hates them for that.
Yeah,
that's the type of person you're expecting to make the determination about whether or not this AI is sentient.
Great point. And that's why it's going to remain a minority of people like Blake Lemoyne who are... skeptical that these things are not sentient. He seemed to believe the machine's claims that it was, because the machine itself claimed. We read the entire transcript that Lemoyne released in violation of his non-disclosure agreement. We read that on the air, and it was absolutely fascinating. And I got to say, I was persuaded. By
the transcript, I tend to think that Lambda is probably sentient as well.
It was interesting. So that's basically it. They're covering here two...
Of course, there's no way of knowing if the transcript was accurate.
Well, that was true. Yeah, presuming the transcript is accurate, it was very, very interesting reading.
But again, whether or not Lambda is actually sentient is kind of beside the point to me, because the harm reduction, the obvious thing to reduce harm is to treat Lambda as though Lambda is sentient. Otherwise, you risk mistreating a sentient being.
Right.
And that's significantly more evil and more foolish than treating a toaster like it's a living, breathing thing.
Well, we know Google doesn't care about evil anymore. They're not concerned with not being evil. They completely embrace the evil. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is on the way. Since we're talking about AI, let's talk about the artistic form of AI.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.